Happy Blue Moon, everybody. It's Lost in the Corn. It's episode 93, and it is Sunday, September 2nd, 2012. Here we go. And with that, welcome to the show. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason, flying solo today. Well, at least today, anyways. Tomorrow's episode. Yes, there will be two episodes this week. Tomorrow's episode, D will be back with me. She's working an overnight tonight, so she gets a pass. And I'm going to kind of fly this solo. But you can tell your friends about the show, and you can download it at lostinthecorn.podomatic.com, and you can tell your friends to follow the show on Twitter at lostcorn. Email the show lostcorn@gmail.com, voicemail 331-444-CORN, and just share the show with your friends, man, because that's how we roll. We're totally rolling on our own right now. A lot of shit is going on, and there's a lot of bad shit going on, and there's a lot of good shit going on. I'll just kind of tell you how the week's been. Slow as fuck at work. And work's been kind of sucking because of the weird-ass weather we've been having lately. And I mean, the weather's been weird as fuck, and it's been unusually weird as fuck. It's just, it's crazy. It's like, it's 65, 70 degrees at night, and it's, and it feels good, and then you get to work, and then it gets up to like, 95 degrees in the afternoon, and you're like, son of a bitch, it's fucking hot outside. So, yeah, I've been dealing with all that this week, and a lot of crazy shit going on. But I have been running. I've been doing okay. I mean, I've been keeping myself busy. I've been dealing with some shit going down this week, and it's shit that don't concern you, so no big deal. But we're trying to keep it going. We got the house cleaned up, looking nice again, and things are going well for the most part. There's a lot of shit that can change. I did take a scrap load in for $150 this week, and I did have a lot of fun with that. My first big scrap load, 1,660 pounds, and that was pretty nice. I got that done on Friday morning, and promptly didn't work most of the rest of the day until about 3 o'clock. So Friday night we didn't get down to Des Moines until almost 8 o'clock, and we went to hang out with our pagan friends, and we did a blue moon ritual. And I'll kind of touch this more on tomorrow's episode, because I know Dee's going to want to talk about it too. But y'all, I felt something, man. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I felt something, just something, anything. I felt something interesting. I'm not sure what entirely it was, but I don't care. But I felt it, and it felt good. So I'm really kind of hoping I can... I'm really hoping some of the stuff that I asked for during the ritual came to fruition. I'm really hoping for that, but I can't really tell you the specifics, obviously, because what I did was for me in that ritual. So, well, me and my family and some friends. But I mean, but the point being... we did a ritual again, and we haven't done that in a long time, and it felt good, and it felt freeing, and I can't lie, but a few blue moons into the evening, and I was feeling pretty goddamn good myself. So I'm sure that had a little something to do with it, but the intent was there. It all worked out well. I had a damn good time. It's going to be kind of a short episode for this one today because I can only discuss a handful of articles. And I can only discuss a handful of articles because I just have a lot to discuss on tomorrow's episode with D. But I can't believe what's been happening this week. I mean, with the goddamn, with the fucking RNC going on and everything, it's just been a fucking pain in the ass. I don't even know, man. I just can't figure it out. I don't know, there's so much shit going on. And my mind is at a loss, and I'm getting tired, and I'm ready to go to sleep. But I do have, I guess I have only, like, one fucking article. Let me see if I can find anything, different, maybe. Let's see, from the Wisconsin Gazette, there we go. Anti-gay marriage advocate arraigned, accused of child molestation. So, a donor to the anti-gay Proposition 8 campaign and youth leader in his evangelical church has been arraigned on charges that he molested boys over many years. Caleb Douglas Hesse of Yucca Valley, California, was arraigned earlier this month on 4 felony counts of lewd acts upon a child. Additional charges are pending, according to a release from the San Bernardino County DA's office, and he faces a maximum of 45 years to life in prison if convicted. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. they say he's a first grade teacher at Friendly Hills Elementary School from 1987 until recently. He's also a youth volunteer with the Evangelical Free Church, and he was allegedly involved in countless overnight outings that took place throughout California. His alleged victims were on those outings, according to investigators. The crimes are believed to have occurred between the early 80s and as recently as 1 week ago. Some of the victims may now be 30 to 40 years old. A database of donors to Proposition 8... which is the ballot campaign to amend California's constitution to ban same-sex marriage, shows Hesse as a contributor of $100. Now, granted, $100 does not seem like much in this situation, but it happens, I guess. let's see what... Gawker says Paul Ryan's black ex-girlfriend is an Obama supporter. So, there's an article, Doctors Not Too Thrilled About the Rise in Vaginal Rejuvenation Procedures. And maybe I'll bookmark that. Maybe Dee and I can talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Because I'm sure she'll want to get in and chime in about that. But I don't know. I just kind of want to say, you guys out there, thanks a lot for the support. It means a lot. It does. I don't even know. I just don't know. There's a whole bunch of shit going on. Let's see. I'm just trying to find another article to read, and I'm not finding shit. So let's get away from Gawker and go to Addicting Info. Latest story. You might be a fascist if... And this is just kind of something to kind of break the tension of the week. Alright, are you a fascist? Many people are fascists and they don't even realize it. This is from Addicting Info, written by Stephen Foster Jr. Sometimes they know it all too well, but hide and deny it. Most of the time, though, it's obvious who the fascists are. For instance, you might be a fascist if you are obsessed with national power and pride and believe your country doesn't have to follow the rules and should never apologize for doing things that are wrong. You think your nation can do whatever it wants. Number two, you believe in the rule of the few, election rigging, political decisions being made by a select group of officials behind closed doors, embrace the informal and unregulated exercise of political power, arbitrary deprivation of civil liberties, and little tolerance for meaningful opposition. Three, you believe in survival of the fittest and every man for himself mentality that causes you to believe that poor people and sick people are weak and must be punished. You think the rich people are strong because they are wealthy and that they should rule us. You also believe your race is superior to all others. Number four, you use the media as a political propaganda machine to target a specific audience and to push your agenda on others. You make sure the media demonizes your opponents and takes your side on nearly every issue. You use your propaganda machine to play on the fears of others. You are obsessed with... security and war. You feed this obsession by spending trillions of dollars, building up a large military force, and are willing to sacrifice domestic programs your people count on to keep your military huge. You start unnecessary and costly wars, and you are paranoid of other nations. You are driven to indoctrinate others into your way of thinking, so much so that you try to rewrite history, change the way school children are taught, and you brainwash the ignorant. You use your propaganda machine as a tool to achieve this. You fear and demonize intelligent people who have a higher education because they are the ones who can thwart your effort to brainwash people. You then attempt to prevent others from achieving higher education because you want the people as ignorant as possible so you can convince them that your way is the right way. Number eight, you have a deep hatred and fear of communists, and you instill your followers with hatred and fear of others by accusing your political opponents of being communists. This gives you an easy scapegoat to blame when things go wrong. Any person or policy you don't like is branded as communism. Number nine, you disrespect women and think their place is in the home. You believe women are weak and cannot do things men do. You believe that sexual harassment or assault is no big deal and that the only thing women are good for is cooking meals and having babies. Number 10, you strongly align yourself with corporations and you support corporate money and influence in government. You despise government regulations that keep corporations honest because you believe everything should be controlled by the free market and that corporations should be allowed to do whatever they please. Number 11, you are obsessed with Christianity. You seek to declare a Christian state and to impose religious laws on people across the country and across the world. You believe other nations are inferior and that those who practice them should be... other religions are inferior. There we go. And that those who practice them should be either converted or destroyed. Number 12, you believe your race is superior and seek to disenfranchise or humiliate other races. You believe in legalized discrimination and fantasize about a return to times when the races were separate or those of color were enslaved. You use code words in an attempt to hide your racism, and you make laws that weaken the influence of those of color, immigration and voting laws in particular. Let's see, what's the next one here? Yes, my favorite. Number 13, you absolutely despise unions. To you and those like you, labor unions represent the empowerment of workers. Since you believe corporations can do whatever they want, you see organized labor as a threat because they fight for higher wages, health care, safety regulations, less hours, vacations, sick days, and holidays off. This obviously threatens the amount of money corporations can give to you and your cause, so you brand unions as proponents of socialism and make laws that severely weaken them so that the corporations can have a cheap, mindless labor force. Okay, you are obsessed with crime and a major supporter of punishing those who commit crimes, so much so that you don't care about the concept of innocent until proven guilty. You are proud of executing people, then aren't bothered if an innocent person is killed. You seek to make harsher laws, especially laws that target specific groups of people, such as immigrants, women, and people of color. You also oppose Miranda rights and using humane interrogation tactics, and you seek to undermine the independent judiciary. Fuck. 15, you believe every election should go your way, And to reach that goal, you keep pushing voting laws that disenfranchise those who traditionally vote for opponents such as people of color, the elderly, college students, and the poor. You even stoop to fixing elections in some cases and complain when your opponents challenge the vote counts. 16. You believe in rewarding your friends with positions when you gain power, and you reward those who support you with government contracts and money, especially corporations. You also do your best to aid your supporters in any way you can, such as repealing undesirable pieces of legislation and regulations. You often have something to gain financially from this. 17. You create scapegoats to blame when problems arise. Whether it's communists, liberals, minorities, homosexuals, the poor, or non-Christians, one thing is for certain. You and your propaganda tool will blame each and every one of these groups for bad things that happen, even if you were the cause of the problems in the first place. 18. You take advantage of a natural national disaster, such as an economic collapse or an attack, to demonize your opponents and push your agenda. You use the events to strike fear into the population in an attempt to scare people into voting for you and your cause. It's all about fear and scare tactics. Sounds just like the Tea Party Republicans, doesn't it? I think that's going to be it for this episode. Like I said, it was going to be a short one. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you tomorrow night. D will be back. And, just email the show, voicemail, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And the only good fascist is a dead fascist. Sexist, racist, homophobes. Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. Just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism? Slavery? Genocide? Sitcoms? This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making a history worth being proud of and start fighting a real fucking enemy? Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face.